Okay, let's get into Amos Perek He, the fifth Perek of Amos, where we start talking about, as most of the Nevuah of Amos has been already, about Malchai Yisrael, the northern kingdom, and there's a transition in this Perek somewhere to Malchai Yehuda, according to most Mepharshim. But again, it is interspersed with Tochacha and the Onesh, and terrible things are going to happen, along with Chizuk, of you could do it, you could do tshuva, and it's just up to you. And Hashem is waiting for you. So as the Navi and all these Navim usually balance their words with encouraging words and very sharp words. So Shimu es hadavar hazeh asher anochi nosei aleichem kina. Beis Yisrael, listen to these words that I'm saying about you, Beis Yisrael. What do you mean about you? The Abarbanel points out that he thinks it's clear that this Nevuah is about Beis Yisrael, the north, and therefore it's not about any kind of Galus HaShechina, because there was no Shechina up north, right? The Shechina is in Yerushalayim, the Shechina is in Yehuda. So because of that, it's just about Eschem, it's just about Aleichem, it's just about you, it's not about me, says Hashem. Galu Yerashvatim, Hidal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekonein Aleihem, V'kivan Shegalu Sheva Yehuda B'Yamit, later on, then there's going to be a different Lashon used. Ki also V'nistalka M'beis Hashem, then the Shechina also leaves, Ula Galus Ha'am Me'alad Masam, V'lachein Amru Al Shteiro Se'ela V'atisena Aleinu. We're going to have a different Lashon of Aleinu, because then it's the Am and Hashem. But at this point, it's only the Am, and that's why Hashem is crying about the Am. He quotes a psikta that a mashal to a melech. This is the Abarbanel quotes the psikta, a king that has two sons, and he gets mad at the first one, and he takes a stick and he beats him up, or whatever. Not beats him up, throws him out. And then the second one, and he gets mad at the second one, and once the second one comes, he doesn't have any koach anymore. So he just asks somebody else to cry for the second one. So the first one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol, cries for. The second one already is just cumulative, and everybody's lost, so it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of difficulty with. So the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Beis, a famous Pasuk from the beginning of Brachas, Naflo lo tosif kum besulas Yisrael. So the pashtus is that Bnei Yisrael, besulas, some part of the Jewish people, will not get up again. Naflo, they will fall, lo tosif kum. They will not get up, besulas Yisrael. Right? The besula nitsha alad masa ein makima. They have been forsaken and abandoned on their land. Ein makima, there's no one to help get them up. The Malbim says that it used to be that even if they fall, then Hashem would help them get up. But now it's not even that. There's been such rebelliousness and rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem doesn't have the power. Hashem doesn't have the power to get them up. Anyam vehekimosam kamoshay b'meiravam ben Yoash shirah Hashem es ani yisov rechem aleihem v'yata ein la koach ba'atzma v'gam Hashem natashosam ve'ein la mekim. But what is the pasuk referring to? Kum besulas Yisrael. So we know the Gemara in Brachas darshens this to lo kipshuto. You put a comma nafla lo tosif. Right, they won't fall again. Kum besulas Yisrael. Get up, besulas Yisrael. Right, the nun is out of Ashrei. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas on Daf Dalet. But the pashas is that Yisrael won't get up again. So what is this referring to? So Rashi says it's referring to the Malchi Yisrael, who are up north. They're going to be exiled, and they will never have a king again. Right, when the Aseres Hashvatim return, they will be part of on the Malchi Yehuda. There will only be one Malchus, Lo Yamod Od Melech Me'aseres Hashvatim, says Rashi. And that's the Abarbanel also emphasizes, that the pshat of this pasuk is literally, there will be an end, and it refers to independence. There won't be any more independence. That's what kum. Kum sounds like a king. Like he goes from Rashi, Shaloyu Ashvatim Od Malchus Bifnei Atzmo, V'liyakimu Od Bnei Melech. Lo Shalo Yashuvu Lios Tachas Malchus Be'David. It doesn't mean that they'll never come back. They will come back, but they won't have a king. Right, that's the Rashi and the Abarbanel. If you look in the Radak has a different shot. He just says this means they won't come back for a long time. For a long time, but eventually he's talking, doesn't say anything about king, he's referring to the nation. And yes, there's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether that's Eretz Hashvatim are going to come back, but there's so much evidence that they are going to come back in some way. So the Radak says here just means they won't come back for a long time. Lo tosif kum lizman aroch. Because many Nevi'im prophesied that they will return, and therefore they will come back in a long time. Sometimes it says they won't, it just means for a long time. But either way, this is talking about the exile. Kiko Amar Hashem Elokim, continuing the pasuk, Hashem says, Ha'ira Yotzeis Elef Tashir Meya, cities that are huge, that have 1,000, they'll be reduced to 100. Vayotzeis Meya Tashir Asara, and 100 to 10, Lebeis Yisrael. All the cities will be exiled, and there won't be anyone that will remain unscathed. Kikamar Hashem Lebeis Yisrael, Dirshuni Vichyu. Here comes some encouragement. Hashem says, just seek me out, Dirshuni Vichyu, and then they will live. How do we seek Hashem out? So Rashi says, you have to read this in the context of the Psukim. Go to Yerushalayim and be Ola Regel. That's where the inspiration comes from, as the all the monument mitzvahs mentioned. That's what Tosfos says in Baba Basra, I think it's Daf Chaf Aleph, where it says that when we go to the base of Migdash, we get inspiration from watching the Levim, and we draw Yirat Shemayim. So that's what the Rashi says, Dir Shuni, Alu L'Regel, L'Shalem Nidrechem B'Yerushalayim. And Rashi says, read it in the context, V'al Tidrashu Beit El, V'al Gilgolo Tavo, don't go to Beit El, don't go to Gilgol Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is the southern border, maybe they set up Avodah Zarah there. Don't go to all those places. Kia Gilgal, Galo Yigla, Gilgal will be exiled. Beit El Yela Aven, Beit El will be for nothing, nothingness. So just come. And Rashi says, the context is, come to Yerushalayim. The Ramban and Bracious and Barshas Toldo seems to say this means tefillah, right, which relates to one of the thoughts that the Beis Yaakov says. The Beis Yaakov, one of the Rebbes of Ishbitz, says, Dir Shu Ni Vichyu. You want to live in life? Dir Shu Ni. Seek out Hashem. Connect to Hashem. If you're Dir Shu Ni, and he says, Iker, it's quoted here in the Biri Chasidus, Iker hachayim ba'olam hazeh hi lidros as Hashem, v'lo yafsik ha'adam milakavos v'letzapos liyeshu as Hashem, v'chole inyonim, u'bazehu yamshich ha'yeshu ha'gadola. That is it, Dir Shuni. If you're Dir Shuni, right, Dir Shu Hashem, right, we're Dir Shuni, so then we will yichyu. That is ultimate life, connecting to the source of life. And then Pasuk Vav says it again, Dir Shu es Hashem vichyu. Pen Yitzvah ka'esh Beis Yosef. If not, then the Beis Yosef will go up in flames. V'achlav ein mechabela Beit El. And there won't be any fireman, any extinguisher. Ha'ovchem l'lana mishpat. Now back to Tochacha. You turn mishpat into la'ana. You turn justice into something bitter. Why is it bitter? La'ana? Because the Radak says, because when there's judgment, there's sweetness and there's peace in society. Ki ha-mishpat kasher hu al kano hu davar arei v'tov. It's sweet and good. Ukshem uvas humar. And when it is crooked, it is bitter. People don't get along with each other. The Malbim says this pasuk is referring to our life. Right? It says mishpat and staka. What's mishpat and staka, says the Malbim here. She'i efshar, besides Avodah Zarah, that we just spoke about in the previous psuk, and there's another reason why they will fall and won't get up, because they turn mishpat into lana. She'i efshar, she'ikamu Yisrael, rakai de mishpat ut staka. We need mishpat and staka. Mishpat kolel, mitzvos ben adam lachaveiro. All the interpersonal laws. Ut staka koleles, ha-mitzvos ben adam lamakom. Ve'heim ha-anavim. They are the grapes, quoting from Yeshayo. Asher kiva Hashem in ha-kerem. Remember, Hashem planted a kerem in Keren ben Shemen. That was Am Yisrael, v'ha-mishpat, hu mishalech ba'aret l'shmaret sachayim ha-medinim. All the mitzvos ben adam chaveira, there to keep us together, keep us united, keep it as a functioning society. She'yichyu chayim misukim va'arevim. L'shmaret ha-kibbutz me'oshek v'gezel. And to prevent society from violating and from stealing, and everybody shall live benachas ubishalva veim hovchem lana mishpat. And they pervert this, right? This sounds like the Ramban. Sounds like the Ramban's concept of dinim. Remember that machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban about what the mitzvah of dinim is. The Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, dinim is to set up courts in order to make sure that the other six mitzvos b'nei Noach are fulfilled and are followed. And that's why the Rambam says the B'nai Shechem were Chai Miso, because they violated Dinim. And the Ramban says, I don't think that's correct, because then why did Yaakov get upset at them, right, if it was such a clear-cut case? Rather, the Ramban says in Parshas Vayishlach, Valdaiti, Hadinim, sounds like this is exactly what the Malbim says here, what Mishpat means. Hadinim Shemanu L'Bnei Noach B'Sheva Mitzvos, Hu Einam Lohoshiv Dayanam B'chol Plach Hu Plach Bilvad. It's not just to set up courts, but the court should take care of all interpersonal issues. Tziva osam bedine geneva, ona, oshek, schar sachir, shomrim, ones, befata, obos ezikin, chova bechavero, malve velove, mekach umemkar, all of them, kinyan hadine shesavu Yisrael, v'nera galeim, imgarna v'oshek, v'chulu, and he continues. But it's setting up a functioning, sweet, and straightforward, and peaceful society. And that's exactly what did not happen here. Ha'ofchem, back to the pasuk. Ha'ofchem l'lana mishpat. They change mishpat into lana, utstaka la'aretz hanichu, and they lead staka on the ground. And then what do? They're starting up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in charge of the whole world and the solar systems. Osekimo k'sil, the one who makes all the constellations. Vovech la'boker tzalmavis, he makes morning into darkness. V'yom la'chalayla hechshich, he makes day into night. Rashi says that maybe it doesn't only mean literally, but it means some people have daytime times of their life, and it switched to nighttime times in their lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. HaKori l'me'ayam, he's the one that calls to the seas. V'yishpachem apnei aretz, and he pours it out on the land. Hashem Shemo, Hashem is in charge. Rashi says, maybe this is alluding to the Mabel that's not mentioned in the Torah. Chazal tell us there was a Mabel on the door of Enosh, when the Meokianis was flooded a third of the world. Maybe that's what it's referring to. Hashem is in charge. It's a beautiful Meshachachma. The Meshachachma says in Parshas Yisro that even many Ovdei Avodah Zarah that think that Hashem is a very busy God and he gave powers to the sun and the moon and the stars to take care of business, and that's why he's not in charge. They believe in God, but they believe that his servants have inherent power. Many of them believe that Hashem is still in charge of the Yam, because the Yam hasn't changed since Maaseh Bereishis. The Aretz has changed. We build things, we break things, we create things, but the Yam is the same as it's been for 5,000 years. So they agree to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then once in a while, in the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlag, and the Dor HaBimei Enosh, he took the Yam and he put it over. He put it over the Aretz to show that the same God, I'm in charge here, I'm in charge there. And that's what the Meshech Chachma emphasizes based on this pasuk, that Hashem is Shalit. Hashem is Shalit. Remember that Gemara in Gittin and Daphne and Vav? Interesting that it talks about Titus, when Titus is starting to go down, and he talks about how, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't believe in you. Titus says, you know, maybe you're in charge on the Yam, but you're not in charge on earth. Maybe that's all your power. All your power is in the Yam. Let me find the Lashon for a second. Amar alav nachshol shabayam l'tovot. Titus was in a boat, and there was a big storm that was going to come drown him. Amar kimeduma ani shalokeim shal elu ingvaras el b'mayim. This God is only powerful on the water. Ba paro tava b'mayim. Ba sisra tava b'mayim. Afu obin alav l'toveni b'mayim. Im kibar hu, if he's strong, yale liabashav yasi mi milchama. Let him go. Let him go to dry land. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, really? I'm going to give you a mosquito in your brain. And that took care of him. But it starts off by the same idea of the Yam. But either way, the Pasuk says here that Hashem is in charge and he pours out the Yam onto the Aretz. Ha-mavlig shod al Uz, Pasuk test. Hashem takes the shod, what was downtrodden, and he puts it over the Uz, what's strong. And this is, according to the Mefarshim, referring to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. V'shod al Mipsar Yavo. Something that is mivutzar, something that is protected, will be broken. Sanu bashar mochiach, they hate those. The Am hates those that are giving tochach in the shar. The shar is the bezdin, and it's all downhill. If you don't accept tochacha from anyone, so then there is no hope really. Remember the smak we mentioned often in mitzvah tes, where the smak says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be makabel tochacha, right? The mitzvah of lamul arla slave, to circumcise our heart. Shnei amaru maltem as arla slavavchem lehoves hatochachos. To know that they're doing it for us. Obviously, it has to be done in a proper way, not in a way that's embarrassing, as the pasuk says. Right, all the Rabboni and mitzvahs say it has to be done in a way that's not embarrassing. It's very hard to get proper tochacha. The Gemara in Arachin says maybe nobody knows anymore, but in those days, right, they were giving tochacha, the Nevi'im, but they hated them. V'dover tamim yisa'evu, and those who speak words of completeness, they hate. L'chein yan boshaschem alfa, because you have trampled on those that are less fortunate. U'masas bar tichemenu, you take their wheat. Bate gazis benisem loteshvu bam, you will build houses and you won't get to live in them. Kar mechemen netatem, you'll plant vineyards. V'lotishdu azyenam, you won't drink the wine. Right, so much of life is working hard and then enjoying our work. If we work hard and we don't get to enjoy the fruits of our labor, that is it's very puts us in a state of yeyush. Ki adati rabim pishachem, I know all of your sins. Va'atzumim chatoseichem, don't think you could hide anything. The radak here is an important lashon. Lo tachshavu ki eneni roeh. V'yodea maaseichem aram, don't think I don't know. Hakol ani yodea. Hashem says, through Amos, I know everything, right? They were denying the Yesod, the 11th Yesod of the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, right? In Sanhedrin, he wrote the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the Rambam in Yesod number 11, Yesod Acharasar, Shu Yisaleh, Mishalem Gimel Tov, Lamisha Mekayim Mitzvah Satorah, Uma'anish Misha Over Al Azharoseha. right? He gives schar for those who fulfill the mitzvahs and punishes those who violate. V'shek mulo agadol hu olam haba. V'onsho achamur hakares. Those are the ultimate reward and punishment. So says they were rejecting that. So Hashem says, I know, and I know what you're doing. Sorry, tzaddik lokhe kofer. You give tzaras to the tzaddik, ve'avyonim bashar hitu, and you push away the poor. Lachain, hamaska b'esi yidom. If you're smart, just be quiet, yidom. Ki eis ra'ahi, because it is a time of evil. What exactly does that mean? Rashi says it means those that see what's going on don't question the midas hadin, because it's eis ra'ah, and it's deserving. Rashi says, mishu chacham, yidom bibaha ra'ah. Somebody who has any type of proper outlook, he should not wonder. It's deserving. Every HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is deserving. Right? That's one shot. Like the Yidom Aron. He didn't say anything. Same word, Yidom. If you look in the Radak and others, the Malbim, this is referring to those who give Tochacha. Right? Those who are giving Tochacha, better not to give Tochacha here. Either because it's not going to be listened to, and like the Gemara says, Kishem Shemitzvah Lomar Davar Anishma, Kach Mitzvah Shalom Lomar Davar She'eino Nishma. That's the Radak, they're not going to listen anyway. And the Malbim says, because it might be dangerous. If they know that their life's going to be in danger if they give Tochacha, so then they also have to be careful. So it's Eis Ra. They shouldn't. So Dirshu Tov, the Al Ra. Now we get back to the Tikva. Seek out good. Laman Tichyun, and in that way you'll be saved. Hashem will be with you, Kasher Amartem. Even with all this terrible tragedy that I'm forecasting, up until the last moment, as the Gemara says in Brachas Tav Yud Al Yimna Asma Menarachemim, even when the Cherev Echad is Munachas Al Savar Shel Adam. Sinura Ve'evu Tov, hate wickedness, love good, Vatzigu Bashar Mishpat. Right, just put Mishpat in your borders. Ulai, and then maybe Yechanan Hashem Lokei Tzvakos, Hashem will show favor She'iris Yosef to the She'iris of Yosef. This pasuk is one of the psukim in Tanakh that's mentioned by the Mefarshim, where all of Am Yisrael is called Yosef. Right? There are certain psukim that all of Am Yisrael are called certain shvatim. Ephraim, Havi Yakeli Ephraim. Here, She'eris Yosef, Rav Zevin, a number of times in his commentary in Latorah V'Lamadim on Chumash, he refers to this pasuk. And he says all the throughout Vayeshev and Miketz, he has many messages about Yosef, and he says all of Am Yisrael, I'll just mention one, in the third piece in Miketz, he says, Menashe and Ephraim. They're two symbols. Yosef Olam made al atzmo yatsa, kol Yisrael nikram al shem Yosef. All Yisrael, and he quotes this pasuk, he quotes our pasuk, and Yaker li Ephraim. And he says, Menashe Ephraim, they're two kochot shenishreshu b'kol Yisrael. Menashe, sur meira. Nashani elokim es kol amali. Ephraim, aseh etov. Ki Ephrani elokim. Menashe b'shalil of Ephraim b'chiyuv. And every Jew has both of those powers, to do what's right and not to do what's not right. He says, those are the, that's also maybe the machlokes b'shamay b'shilil. When it comes to Hanukkah, right, poches v'cholech or mosef v'cholech, right, to remove or to add, right? And he says that's the two attitudes that that we have in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But either way, that's there's a lot more. He mentions this pasuk a few times, but let's get back to the pesukim. Lachain pasuk tezayin, ko amar Hashem elokei tzvakos. Hashem says, v'kol rechavos bispeid. Back to the tragedies that will occur, right? In all the streets, there's going to be a spadim if you don't do tshuva. U'bekol chutzos yomru ho-ho. They'll say, whoa, woe is to us. V'kor ikar alevel. The farmers. U'mispeid al yodinei. Everybody will be mourning because there will be tragedy all over. Pasuk Yudches, according to the Abarbanel, we now move over to Malchus Yehuda. The Radak also seems to say this, switching courses in Amos. Hoya misavim es Hashem, lomazel lochem yom Hashem, uchoshek lo or. Those who are desiring the day of Hashem, why do you desire it? It's going to be darkness. What does this mean? What's the pshat? The Malbim says that, I'm sorry, let's first start with the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says that those in the south, Malchi Yehuda, are looking up to the north, and they don't like them. And they broke off, and they say, oh, I can't wait till they're destroyed. I can't wait till they're exiled. You think that's going to be good, says the Abarbanel? You think it's good when Jews are exiled and destroyed and ransacked? It's not going to be good for you. You're looking forward to the day, but it's not something to look forward to. It's darkness, right? There's going to be tzaras for you, as the psukim are going to describe in the next coming psukim. The Malbim says, you're referring, Bnei Yisrael are thinking about the Yom HaGeula, Ba'achris HaYomim, there's going to be an amazing time. That's true, but it's not coming yet. It's not coming until you deserve it. So Yom Hashem, right now, it's going to be Choshek V'lo'or. It's not a time when you're going to you're going to enjoy. And therefore, says the Malbim, Bnei Yisrael have to realize what's coming. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadechaz, darshes this differently, talking about the Jews and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, about there's a chicken, a rooster, and an owl. And the rooster says to the owl, why do you want the day? It's going to be dark for you anyway. You can't see. Okay. But that's not the pshat of the pasuk. Kasha Yonus Ish B'Bnei Ariyu Fago Adov. What's going to happen? You run away from the lion, you're going to get to a bear. Uba Bayez, and then you go to the house and you run in and you'll get bitten by a snake. Right? There's no way to run. Right? Chazal darshan this on the four Malchios, Nebuchadnezzar, and then Persia, and then ultimately Rome. But again, this is the chain of events that, if we're talking like the Abarbanel says to Yehuda, don't think this is going to be good for you. Halachoshech Yom Hashem, velo ar, va'afa velo nogalo, it's darkness. Sanesti maasi chagecha, Hashem says, I don't need your holidays. Velo ariach batzro sechem, your atzeres, your gatherings, this is not what it's about. Ki imtali olos min choseichem lo erze. Oh, there are so many karbanos you give me. I'm not interested in them. V'shalom reichem lo abed, I'm not going to look. As so many times throughout Navi, the Pesukim say that Hashem doesn't want our karbanos if our actions do not reflect. That's the beautiful lashon here of the Radak. Eini rotze lo b'karbanos v'lo b'shirim, ki einam l'ratzon, ki ma'aseichem ra'im. U'ma yo'ilu ha'karbanos, im ta'avduni mitzad echad, v'tim rudu bi mitzad acher. Mitzad echad, you're bringing karbanos, and mitzad sheni, you're rebelling against me. So I'm not interested. V'yigal kamayim mishpat, rather, have mishpat revealed like water, u'tstaka kanacha leitan, and staka should be revealed like a river. Hazacha mincha, higashtem li b'midbar. Did you give me karbanos in the midbar? Machlokas and chagiga davav. Is this saying that there were no karbanos in the midbar except the first year Karban Pesach, or maybe only Sheva Levi brought karbanos? But either way, Hashem is saying your connection to me wasn't purely because of the karbanos, without actions. Unesasem esikus malkechem, you just followed the avodah zarah. Veskiun salmechem, you follow the avodah zarah, and if you keep doing that, Hashem ends the parak v'glesias chamehalal Damasek. You're going to go even further than Damasek. It's not going to be a close galus. It's going to be far out, and therefore you have to get rid of all your avodah zarah. Interesting. There's one final point. The Sfarno on the pasuk in Dvarim Chav Zayin Tes on the pasuk haskeis ushma, haskeis, imagine ushma and listen. He quotes this pasuk as if maybe he's trying to say that all Avodah Zarah is imagined. Right? This Sikus, which is the name of Avodah Zarah, it's all imagined. And therefore, you have to recognize that you have to try to get rid of that imaginary leader and really come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we will stop here.